Today we're building a Carve-style Amen Jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is not just to make something that sounds cool in solo. We want a part that feels like it belongs inside a real drum and bass arrangement. Gritty, rhythmic, a little dangerous, and still musical enough to carry a hook. The key idea here is that this ARP has to behave like a third drum layer first, and a melody second. If you mute the pitch and you still hear a convincing rhythm, then you're on the right path. That's the mindset that makes jungle parts hit harder than a normal synth ARP. We're not writing a trance pattern. We're building something that feels chopped, sampled, and resequenced around the Amen groove. Start by setting your project somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That gives you the classic jungle and drum and bass pocket. Put down a simple Amen-style break on a separate audio track. Keep it fairly stripped at first. You want the kick, snare, and a few ghost notes to be clear before you start adding more rhythmic detail. That clarity matters because the ARP is going to lock against that break, not float above it. Now create a new MIDI track and choose a responsive synth source. Waveedable is a great starting point because it gives you a bright sound that's easy to shape, but operator or analog can also work depending on whether you want cleaner FM bite or a softer vintage stab. With a note pattern, keep it short and minor key. Think root note, offbeat answer, another quick note, then a darker passing tone. In a minor, something like A, C, E, and G or B flat can give you that tense jungle flavor. Don't make the rhythm too polished. This is a big one. A lot of people overquantize and end up with an ARP that sounds rigid and synthetic. Instead, leave some tiny timing imperfections in there. Push a few notes slightly late or early. Change note lengths too. In jungle, the tails matter a lot. Sometimes the groove comes more from uneven note length than from complicated pitch movement. Try keeping the note lengths around a 16th to an 8th, then shorten a few of them so the phrase feels clipped and broken. As you shape the instrument, keep it a little cleaner than you think you need. For Waveedable, a saw or saw square blend works nicely, maybe with a quieter square or sine one octave down for body. Keep the filter fairly low pass, somewhere in the low to mid kilohertz range, and give the envelope enough bite to make each note pop. If you're using operator, go for a brighter algorithm and a short decay. The point is to preserve articulation before we start degrading it. If you want, you can use Live's Arpeggiator, but in this kind of advanced DNB programming, hand sequencing usually gives you more control over swing, ghost notes, and how the part interacts with the break. That extra control is worth it. Once the MIDI pattern is working, bounce it to audio. This is where the fun starts. Resample the ARP, or freeze and flatten it, then load the result into Sampler. This is the move that turns a synth part into a sampler texture. You can treat it as a one-shot texture or go into slice mode if you want more break-style resequencing. If you're using one-shot mode, keep the start tight near the transient, and use a short envelope so the notes remain punchy. If you're in slice mode, let Ableton detect the transients and then use the MIDI clip to retrigger and rearrange the slices like a chopped break. Now we start adding crunch, but in a controlled way. The order matters. A solid stock chain for this kind of sound is saturator, then redux, then drum bus or roar, followed by EQ8, and maybe a compressor if the dynamics need to be glued a bit more. Start with saturator and add just enough drive to thicken the harmonics. If you need to, turn on soft clip. Then use redux lightly to bring in some sample rate damage and grit. Don't overdo it unless you want the aliasing to become a feature. Drum bus can add punch and dirt too, but for this ARP, keep the boom subtle or off. Roar is also fantastic here if you want a more modern, controlled menace. The main thing is to keep the crunch focused in the mid-range and upper mids, not the sub. The ARP should feel old and damaged, but it should not fight your bass. If the texture gets brittle, use EQ8 to tame harshness around the upper mids and maybe soften the extreme top end a little. A gentle cut above the top shelf can help if the sound starts feeling too digital. This is why keeping a clean reference version is so useful. Before you destroy anything, save a cleaner pass so you can compare it later and make better mix decisions. Now let's make the rhythm talk to the break. This is where the ARP stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a real jungle part. Try using auto pan set to zero phase so it behaves more like tremolo than stereo movement. Sync it to a 16th or 8th note and keep the amount moderate. Another option is a gate-style chop pattern or sidechain shaping from a ghost rhythm. You want the accents of the ARP to leave room for the Amen snare and ghost notes. When those rhythms interlock, the whole thing gets bigger without actually getting louder. A very useful trick here is to think of the ARP as a percussive element with pitch on top. That means short decays, tiny pitch motion, and deliberate velocity accents. In Live 12, velocity to timbre changes are especially handy. Map velocity, so that harder notes open the filter a bit more or push the distortion slightly harder. That gives the part a more played, human feel. Now we bring in movement. Static grime gets old fast. Automate the filter cutoff on the sampler or instrument. Open it slowly over 8 bars if you want to build up. Push the drive or bit reduction harder in the last 4 bars before a drop. Then maybe high pass the ARP briefly for a turnaround and slam it back in. That kind of contrast is huge in DNB, because the listener feels the energy shift even before the drums change. A really strong jungle move is to make the ARP more degraded during the build, then slightly cleaner when the drop lands. That contrast makes the drop feel harder without needing a totally different sound. It also makes the part feel intentional, like it's evolving with the arrangement rather than just repeating forever. Now make sure the ARP and the bass system are working together. The sub should stay clean and stable, while the ARP lives above it. High pass the ARP, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, maybe higher if it's getting dense. If you've got a busy res or mid bass underneath, simplify the ARP rhythm. If the bass is sparse, the ARP can be more active. That's classic drum and bass arrangement logic. One element leads, the other supports. And if you do use sidechain compression, keep it subtle. A small amount of ducking is usually enough. Too much and the ARP loses that glued-together sampled feel. For arrangement, don't just loop the same bar forever. Think in phrases. Bring the ARP in filter during the intro, let it get crunchier in the pre-drop, then use it as a call-and-response line with the amen in the drop. In the switch-up, drop out half the notes and let the tails and bass answer instead. In a longer section, rotate between 3 states, cleanest, most crushed, and most filtered. That keeps the part evolving without you needing to write a whole new hook. Here's a good advanced variation idea. Make a second 4-bar version where the last 2 notes are flipped. Use that as your B phrase every 8 or 16 bars. Or duplicate only the final note and shift it an octave up or down for a quick tension flash. You can also punch a rhythmic hole by removing one mid-bar hit every other cycle, so the amen ghosts can breathe through. Tiny changes like that make the loop feel alive. If you want even more movement, try a parallel texture layer. Duplicate the ARP track, crush the copy with extra saturation and lo-fi reduction, high-pass it, and blend it quietly under the main layer. That gives you grime without destroying the definition of the main sound. You can also experiment with resampling twice. First, print the performance, then process and print it again. That second pass often sounds more authentic and committed, especially for jungle. As you get closer to the finished sound, keep checking the mix in context. The ARP should be audible, but it should never dominate the snare or steal the sub. Keep the body narrow or mono, and only widen the upper harmonics if needed. Check the whole thing in mono too. If the part falls apart in mono, the width is doing too much work. One final teacher tip. If the loop feels too busy, reduce it by 10 to 20%. Take something away and see if it still works. If the groove remains strong with less movement, that usually means the arrangement is solid. In jungle and drum and bass, restraint often hits harder than constant complexity. So the workflow is simple in concept, even if the sound is advanced. Build a short minor ARP. Make it behave like percussion. Bounce it to audio. Load it into simpler. Crunch it with stock Ableton devices. Automate movement, and then place it inside the amen groove so it feels like part of the break, not a layer sitting on top of it. That's how you get that Carve-style jungle ARP with crunchy sampler texture, rhythmic, broken, dirty, and still musical enough to drive a real drop.